What if the greatest battle you'll ever fight is happening right now, between your ears? For 18 months, a spiritual leader stood before thousands proclaiming faith while secretly waking at 3 a.m., drowning in doubt, questioning everything she'd ever believed. This wasn't a crisis of circumstances, but a crisis of thought, the kind that affects over 40 million Americans annually. Here's what neuroscience has revealed. 75 to 98% of mental, physical, and behavioral illness stems from our thought life. That invisible stream of consciousness running through your mind right now, it's shaping everything. Your emotions, decisions, relationships, even your sleep. The average person processes over 30,000 thoughts daily, most of them negative. We live in a spiral. Emotions trigger thoughts, thoughts dictate decisions, decisions determine behaviors, behaviors shape relationships, and relationships cycle back to thoughts. Round and round we go. But what if you could interrupt this cycle at its source? What if freedom wasn't about controlling every wild thought, but about grasping one powerful truth that could shift your entire spiral? One comment, "At least I'm not as dumb as her," overheard in a high school biology class, can construct an entire decade of self-doubt. We all carry these lies, building chapters of our lives around them. All our lies collapse into three categories. I'm helpless, I'm worthless, I'm unlovable. These aren't just negative thoughts. They're the architecture of our internal prisons. When you believe you're worthless, your spouse's distraction becomes evidence rather than just a bad day. When you believe you're helpless, every setback confirms your powerlessness. Most devastatingly, every lie we believe about ourselves is rooted in what we believe about God. Scripture tells us we're chosen and loved, but we nod politely without absorbing this truth into our identity. No human can fill our souls or secure our worth. Only God can. Behind these fears lies the lie that we cannot face God as we are. The truth? God wants to be with us in our pain, doubt, and shame. This fear drives us to handle problems alone, but we're hardwired for connection. After boldly proclaiming spiritual warfare to thousands, even witnessing a woman's demonic manifestation while the church's power simultaneously failed, faith should have strengthened. Instead, it crumbled. Night after night, waking at 3 a.m. in panic, questioning God's existence. The irony? Her middle name is Faith. Alone in darkness, she questioned whether God was real, whether he loved her, whether he even saw her. The doubt seeped into daylight, draining passion and hope. Her typical cheerfulness gave way to lingering uneasiness. Working out, staying productive, attending church, nothing worked. During those 3 a.m. attacks, all three fundamental lies converged. I'm helpless, I'm worthless, I'm unlovable. She cataloged recent hardships, friends' strokes and divorces, her sister's broken marriage, adoption challenges, criticism from leaders, her husband's depression. Had her confidence in God's goodness been misplaced? Watching Avengers: Infinity War, she identified with characters crumbling to ash, tormented by the idea that her life might ultimately mean nothing, no God, no rescue, just darkness. For 18 months straight, this continued. Until she remembered she had a choice. In a remote Ugandan village, everything shifted. After months of spiritual darkness, a friend's words pierced through. This is the enemy. This isn't who you are. During the darkest nights, Psalm 139 had been a lifeline. Where shall I go from your spirit? In Uganda, a man began reading devotionals from that exact psalm. Tears came. How could this God not be real? After fasting and prayer, scales fell from her eyes, just like Saul in Damascus. She could suddenly see what had been hidden. She wasn't alone. She was fighting, and in Christ, she had authority to win. The tragedy? She didn't have to suffer for 18 months. The truth remains, you can change in an instant. Neuroscience confirms this. Our brains contain neural pathways, some shallow and moldable, others deeply grooved from toxic thoughts. In both cases, God is mighty to heal. While we can't control every one of our 30,000 daily thoughts, we can learn to capture one thought that affects all others. I have a choice. This isn't motivational fluff, it's neurological reality. Dr. Dan Siegel explains that where attention goes, neural firing flows, and neural connection grows. What we think about literally shapes our brains. Patterns we believed fixed can actually change with mental effort. People who stand out in faith trust Jesus more than their ability to control outcomes. Their minds fixate on Christ rather than fears. When battling an eating disorder in college, discovering the power to take thoughts captive was revolutionary. There was power over the mind again. The more we grab hold of this truth, the easier it becomes to interrupt negative patterns and shift toward Christ's mind. We possess God-given power to choose what we think about. We're not subject to our behaviors, circumstances, or emotions. This is divine weaponry to destroy strongholds. When emotionally spinning, what we need most is time alone with God. Yet this simplest, most healing practice is what we avoid most. Silence physically alters our brains, but transformation requires community. We can't will our minds to change alone. God exists in community as the Trinity and designed us to need others, yet we've made independence an idol. Shame whispers, if anyone really knew you, they'd leave you. Disconnection activates the same brain regions as physical pain. When anxious thoughts arise, name them, confront them with truth, and replace them with reality. God holds our faith regardless of our feelings. Brené Brown calls our fear of joy foreboding joy. We guard against happiness because we fear it won't last. The enemy floods our thoughts with negativity until cynicism becomes default. Signs include annoyance at optimism, distrust of kindness, expecting failure, and frequent sarcasm. Research shows experiencing awe moves us toward others. When overcome by beauty, we're freed from self-centeredness and become more generous. Delight in God tears down walls and allows hope to flood in. Humility frees us from performing for approval. Gratitude literally rewires your brain, triggering hypothalamus activity and dopamine hits. The most grateful people often suffered most, finding unexpected gifts and trials and affirming God's commitment to redeem all things. Jesus calls us to stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, living in constant readiness. Remarkably, he promises the master will serve the faithful servants who remain vigilant, illustrating why it is more blessed to give than to receive. When we stay ready to serve rather than focus on comfort, our master tends to our needs. Research confirms we're hardwired to thrive when serving others. It reduces stress, improves sleep, extends lifespan, and activates our brain's reward system. God's will summarized, surrender and obey. True freedom isn't going our own way, but laying down our lives in service to God. Service creates a positive spiral, leading to risk-taking, seeing needs, acting for God's glory, deepening dependence on divine strength, increasing worship. Your mind is a battlefield, but you're not defenseless. The thoughts you choose today build the brain you'll live with tomorrow. Interrupt the spiral. Choose truth. Move from victimhood to gratitude, cynicism to delight, complacency to purpose.